USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The U.S. and South Korea will consider joint military exercises to deter North Korea's nuclear threat. Pyongyang has defended its nuclear program as necessary against what it described as threats from the U.S. It has long described joint military exercises as rehearsals for an invasion, but allies have described the exercises as defense. Both President Biden and South Korean President Moon Jae-in affirmed in remarks at a joint news conference that their shared goal is to complete the denuclearization of North Korea. Australia's Labour Party defeated the Conservatives in an election this week for the first time in about a decade. Prime Minister Scott Morrison quickly conceded defeat, citing a need for an Aussie leader to attend a Tokyo summit next week. Prime Minister-elect Anthony Albanese and his party promised more financial assistance and a robust social safety net for the country. This is USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com. Go get your quote now.
A tornado that touched down in northern Michigan killed at least two people and injured more than 40.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer has declared a state of emergency for Otsego County, and one of the top officials saying the town of Gaylord has suffered catastrophic damage. There are reports of structures being demolished, trees toppled, and cars flipped over.
We saw a dumpster lid fly across the parking lot to the point we thought that it was a car hood. And so then we're going, this is getting a little bit stronger than what we would have thought.
Tiffany Pollard from Gaylord. That audio courtesy of Fox 17 in Michigan. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The youngest of 10 black people killed at a Buffalo supermarket in a racist attack will be laid to rest this weekend. 32-year-old Roberta Drury was at the Tops Friendly Market to buy groceries at the time of the shooting. She is being remembered as someone with a big heart and quick with a laugh. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A former police lieutenant in South Florida will spend the rest of his life behind bars for molesting two young girls. Braulio Gonzalez worked for the Miami-Dade Police Department until he was arrested in 2018 after a girl told a psychologist that he fondled her several times between 8 and 10 years old. She also told an interviewer with the Florida Department of Children and Families that he pointed a gun at her and threatened to kill a relative if she told. 3 months ago, a jury took 15 minutes to convict Gonzalez. Former President Donald Trump paid the $110,000 in fines he piled up after being held in contempt for being slow to respond to a subpoena from New York's Attorney General. A Manhattan judge held him in contempt nearly a month ago and fined him $10,000 a day for not complying with the subpoena from the AG Letitia James as she investigates Trump's business practices. He still needs to file the paperwork to lift the contempt order. Communion will continue to be denied to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Catholic Archbishop Salvatore Corleone of San Francisco said he sent a letter to Pelosi last month after she vowed to codify the right to an abortion if Roe v. Wade was overturned by the Supreme Court. He wrote that Pelosi must either repudiate her support for abortion rights or stop speaking publicly about her Catholic faith, and if she didn't, he said he would have no choice but to declare she is not allowed to receive communion. Corleone has been among the most vocal about withholding communion from politicians who support abortion rights. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.